As I said before Mass, today is the Ember Wednesday in September, which usually happens to happen right around the same time as the season of fall is about to begin. And of course, Friday we have an Ember Friday, and Saturday an Ember Saturday. And Friday is the first day of fall. And so, from the time of the apostles, these Ember days have been set, and of course, in the way that things are now, they have all been cast aside, and we see the results of them. Without prayer and fasting, the devil takes over, and he most certainly has taken over almost all the church. And so we pray, we fast, and we abstain from foods in order to ask the Lord to deliver us from the demons that now possess the church and the world. And of course, on this day then, at the very first part of the day, it was a day of abstinence and fasting. And of course, you notice that then in the evening, it turns that we can eat a regular amount and we can eat meat again, whereas this morning we could not. And as I have mentioned to you before, this is very similar to that which the heathens copied from us. During Ramadan, they are not allowed to eat until evening. And they got this from us. Anything good that they or the Protestant heretics have has come from us. Otherwise, it is evil and comes from the devil, as the fathers and doctors of the church have taught. And so today, after Mass, those who eat are able to eat a plentiful meal, as we see in the reading from the book of Esdras and Nehemiah. And Esdras, "Lord, be not sad, and eat fat meats and drink sweet wine." That is what he commanded. And this comes from the Lord, but the apostles translated it all into what we call the Ember Days, that happen four times a year during the seasonal changes, and are particularly for praying for holy priests. And of course, we are the only ones that are doing it, we who call ourselves traditionals, and the rest of the church doesn't even remember that this exists. And how can we have good priests when we do not have fasting and abstinence and sacrifice and prayer, which is why the apostles instituted these days. In addition, today we have the feast of another group of martyrs, and he is familiar to us in his image and his iconography, though not so much in the story. It was the Saint Eustachius, also in French, Eustace, and his companions. And his companions happened to be his wife and his two sons. And they converted to Christianity. And they were killed for not offering sacrifices to the pagan gods. And of course, there are many different stories. Some of them may be true, some of them may be fabrications of those who wanted something to be excited about. But nevertheless, when it was time to be martyred, the four of them were put into a very large brazen bull, and a fire was lit underneath the bull. So basically, it was like a Dutch oven, except it wasn't Dutch. And they died in the bull. However, to the surprise of those who took them out, their bodies were unharmed, but nevertheless, they died. And one of the things that converted Eustachius from paganism and then his family was that as he was going about in the forest, a beautiful stag appeared before him, and on top of his head, between the antlers, there was the symbol of Christ and the cross. And the stag actually spoke to him and converted him to Catholicism. And so as a result, that is his symbol. And it is the symbol which those of Germanic origin are familiar with on the front of the bottle of Jägermeister, the symbol of St. Eustachius and the stag that spoke to him. For God, nothing is impossible. And so we pray for the church today in these horrible times in which there are many who are trying to destroy her and the Holy Catholic faith. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.